If you want to learn 7 personal skills that will save you from disaster and could possibly save your life, then listen to this. These 7 skills are so basic, they're easy to overlook. In my opinion, too many people do. And it sets them up for disaster, and sometimes it costs them the most important parts of their lives. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the 7 skills, and then I'm going to go back through them with a comment or two on each one of them, okay? So here are the 7 skills. Acting in uncertainty, empathizing when you're annoyed, withholding unnecessary opinions, acknowledging a mistake, practicing new skills, ensuring mutual understanding, and disagreeing without judgment. Okay, so that's a good list. It's probably not a complete list. It's definitely not a complete list, but it's pretty powerful already at just these 7. I'm going to go back through them this time. And now I want you to ask yourself for each one, how good am I at this? Not do I know this, but how good am I at this? All right? So here's the 7 skills again. Act in uncertainty. Don't freeze when you experience doubt. Choose and act. Empathize when you're annoyed. Don't blame when you feel frustrated. Understand yourself and the people involved. Withhold unnecessary opinions. Don't rush to a perspective. Pause and decide whether your opinion is even necessary. Acknowledge a mistake. Don't defend your mistakes or the impact that they had. Admit, acknowledge, and improve. Practice new skills. Don't delay what you need to get better at. Start immediately. Ensure mutual understanding. I love this one. Don't assume other people get it or that they agree. Confirm what they understand and how they feel about it. And disagree without judgment. Don't argue to be right. Don't argue to win. Accept that good and smart people will disagree on plenty of important issues. If you can reliably execute those 7 skills, you are going to avoid a lot of common pitfalls, and you're going to make a lot of good stuff happen. Everything is training for something. Do the work. Hey everybody, I want to interject here for 30 quick seconds and tell you about the Daily Discipline community. This podcast is a great resource and will always be free, as will my email and all the videos on YouTube. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you want to invest in yourself and get serious about how you apply what you are hearing here, then the Daily Discipline community is the place to do that. Go check it out at dailydiscipline.com/community. Real quick, before we sign off, listening and subscribing to this podcast, it demonstrates your confidence in us to bring you meaningful content every day and your confidence in me personally. I pour my heart and my soul into this work, and all the confidence that you show by listening and subscribing, writing reviews, and sharing with the people that you care about means the world to me and my entire team. We value your trust, and we will continue to work every day to justify that confidence that you've shown in us. As always, if you want more options for daily discipline, you can always listen right here on the podcast. Every episode is also available on video on my YouTube channel. You can just search Brian Kite on YouTube, or if you want to go directly to the address, it's youtube.com/tbriankite. And of course, where it all started a few years ago, you can subscribe to my Daily Discipline email newsletter, totally free, just like this podcast. You can subscribe to that daily email newsletter at dailydiscipline.com. If you want to support this podcast, the absolute 2 best ways are, number 1, write a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how important that is and how much it excites us every time we see a new one. And number 2 is share your favorite episodes with your teammates, your friends, and the people you think would get value from it. And the 3rd and maybe the most fun way to support this podcast is to post your favorite messages on Twitter Tag me at tbryankite and use the hashtag daily discipline. We appreciate you allowing us to support you. And thank you for supporting us.